may be seated. Number 142, O Little Town of Bethlehem. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamlessly, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch, wandering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God our King, and peace to men on earth. Verse 4. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, O Lord Emmanuel.
Amen. Great singing.
Matthew chapter 1 in your Bibles this evening. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 1. We'll begin reading in verse 22. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophets, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled in all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, of course. For thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. Don't believe what Herod is saying. He didn't want to worship the Lord. Look at verse 16. This is more what he was into. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and all the coast thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Believe that. He wasn't interested in worship. He was interested in killing the Christ child. Verse 9. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east. Went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. I want to give you five thoughts of worship that I find in this story. First of all, to worship, you must recognize the person of God. Let's go back to verse 22 and 23 of chapter 1. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child." Folks, this is a once in eternity event. It only happened once. "And they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. I don't know how much time you spend thinking about the fact that Christ was willing to be placed in the womb of a peasant girl. Truly, that is the mystery of godliness. Max Lucado said this about that: "God in one instant made himself breakable. He who had been spirit became pierceable. He who was larger than the universe became an embryo. He whose word sustains the universe chose to be dependent upon the nourishment of a young girl. The hands that first held Christ were unmanicured, calloused, and dirty. The incredible event is that God became man. The incredible place was the manger." I love Max Lucado and his writings, but I love that. Second of all, to worship, there must be praise and rejoicing. Look at chapter 2 and verse 10 once again. "And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy." This all surrounds Christ in his early years. We do ourselves a disservice if our rejoicing is just a warm smile. I suspect that these wise men rejoice like those in the Far East that they have a noisy, exuberant, excited kind of rejoicing. These men would have dismounted their fine Arabian horses, not camels, dusted themselves off when deity was seen, and rejoicing followed. These men have traveled 1,000 miles, the elite of that culture. These men did what all wise men instinctively do in the presence of deity. They worshiped. All their being was extended towards that little boy. He was the focus, even though he was a little child. These people, you understand that this story took place not right when he was born, but up to a year and a half later that we just read about the wise men. They came into a house. It wasn't the stable. They came into the house and some other things that talk about that. One of the things that I love about our church, Christ's body here, is the joy and praise when God's people get together. There's talking and laughing and hugging and handshakes. And that is all a part of worship when we come to this place. Ladies and gentlemen, worship is not what you come here to observe. Worship is what you do when you come to this place. Worship has to do with us personally. We come to this place to worship. Okay. Third, to worship, there must be giving. Look at verse 11. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down. There's the house. They came into the house and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. These are very expensive gifts. Gold has always been a standard of wealth. Frankincense is the most prized incense. Myrrh is a very costly spice and perfume. These were gifts for a king from worshipers. True worship always involves giving, and that includes the best of ourselves and our possessions. We give the very best we have. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, it talks about giving ourselves first, and then when you do that, everything else follows. You understand, giving doesn't make God rich. It makes you rich. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And we understand that. Fourth, to worship, there must be humility. Verse 11 once again. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. They fell down. They prostrated themselves before deity. There was no arrogance or pride there, though they were the elite of that civilization. They understood that that was God in the flesh. And then last of all, there was obedience. Look at verse 12. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. What a privilege is ours. And we sang it in the first song tonight. What a privilege just to trust and obey God. And the difference it always makes in our lives and in the lives of others when we are obedient to God. God help us to do it. Let's pray. Oh, Father, thank you for your Son. Thank you for the sweet stories that we have in the Bible. Talking about the birth of your Son. Talk about Mary and Joseph and all the things that they went through after the announcement from the angel came to them. Father, they were just good people. And they fulfilled your will in their life. And we're thankful for this time of year. We're grateful that we have so many wonderful memories of this time of year. And it always, always, from the time that we were little, involved worshiping your Son. So But Father, help us to do it this year. Help us to be a good example before our family and our kids and grandkids of worship at this time. In Jesus' name, amen.